I pray that I may speak and you may hear, in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I had been taking school assemblies in my last parish for about 10 years. The phone rang on the afternoon of the Wednesday in Holy Week. It was my good friend, the head of the church school, where I'd taken a Holy Week assembly that morning. He was clearly very amused to report that he'd received a complaint from one of the parents about my assembly. She couldn't believe that her son had come home and told her that the vicar had been to school and told them that that nice baby Jesus had been killed on Good Friday. And even if it was true, which she couldn't believe, it was a most inappropriate thing to tell children. As you probably know, Candlemas is another name for the day that's officially called the Presentation of Christ in the Temple. It comes 40 days after Christmas and is the end of the Christmas season. My friends who don't take down their tree until today, no needles left, and that causes quite a lot of rows. Simeon had been promised that he would see the Christ before he died. On meeting the infant Jesus, he recognized him and spoke the words we now call the Nunc Dimittis. And at services on this day, it became the custom for everyone to lift up lighted candles at the words, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, hence the name Candlemas. And Candlemas is a sort of hinge, a pivot. It's where old and new meet. The old dispensation in the person of Simeon, the new in the person of Jesus Christ. It's a gateway in the church's year between the Christmas and Easter cycles, when our thoughts move from the incarnation and revelation of Christ and turn towards his death and resurrection. A sword shall pierce your own soul too. It's like being on a journey and coming to the top of a mountain. You can look back at the path you followed to the top and look forward and see the ultimate destination, knowing that as soon as you start off again, it will drop out of sight, and there is a long and difficult path ahead. So today, bathed in the light of the Incarnation, we catch sight of the cross for the first time this year. But Candlemas is not just an interesting liturgical exercise or something we do in church. Jesus Christ, Christianity, is all to do with reality, the reality of being human and loving the God who loves us, the reality of what we will be experiencing and wrestling with tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Christianity is not about pretending that all is right and lovely. It's not a protection from pain and suffering. We look at our world and we see Syria and Afghanistan and Zimbabwe. We look at our society and see child abuse and domestic violence and debt and poverty. We look at ourselves and our families and see relationships that go wrong. As Christians, we believe in a God who got involved by becoming human and knowing what it is to suffer, and is present, crying with us and wanting his light to shine in all those situations and many, many others. And if, like me, you see in Christ's life of loving and death and resurrection a way of understanding your own experience, then Candlemas is one of those days on which we glimpse what is really real, how it all hangs together. Faith in Jesus Christ is not an escape from the realities of life. The baby that came to love us forever grew up to show that love in knowing what it is to be human, what it is to suffer and to die. And the light of Christmas, Epiphany and Candlemas is also the piercing light of resurrection. We learn something very important tonight about Mary, her intimate knowledge of her son. She knew the truth. She'd been told at the Annunciation that Jesus was to be the Son of the Most High and that his kingdom would not end. We know how she kept all these things and pondered over them, and now she is told that he will be rejected and that a sword will pierce her own soul. I guess that just as mothers know their children in a way that no one else does, so Mary knew Jesus. But the more she learnt, the more confusing it became. So with us and our relationship with Christ, his light attracts us, it warms us, we bask in its glory, and yet that same light looks straight into us, pierces us, sees us as we really are, and yet still loves and sustains us. Candlemas is a time for reminding ourselves of who Jesus really is and how his love connects with our lives. We remind ourselves through the powerful symbolism of light, light that never goes out, even when all else is dark. And just as it's impossible to keep light to oneself, it always will shine out. So we rejoice in the mystery of the light of Christ, and we take what we have glimpsed and seen into his world and to his people. We will let them know that that nice baby Jesus loved them so much that he died for them, and of course, that he lives for them. Amen.